It's Monday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Tonight's round of 32 matchup between Texas A&M and Arkansas certainly has its share of sidebar stories. Both teams got to the second round by coming back from shaky first halves on Saturday to clinch wins in the second half. It is, of course, Associate Head Coach Vic Schaefer's final game in Reed Arena. He hopes not his final game as an Aggie coach, as he'll officially become Mississippi State's head coach with the end of the A&M season. And it'll be Schaefer and his boss of 15 years, Gary Blair, going up against the Razorback program that they molded into national significance in the 1990s. Senior guard Sydney Carter says that Coach Blair has brought that up.
He's definitely brought it up, and he brought it up when he found out that we were, you know, when we found out where we were placed. And I think that as players, it's a pride thing, and you don't want, you know, your coach to go out with a loss to a team that he used to coach. And so, like I said, it's definitely, we got a lot of pride, and we definitely want to get it done for him, because it wouldn't look good if we didn't beat his old team.
The Aggies know they'll have to play a full 40 minutes of quality basketball, unlike Saturday when they followed a lackluster first half with a stellar second half to beat Albany 69-47. That was only a three-point game at halftime when the Aggies canned 5 3-pointers in the second half, four of them off the hot hand of Lexi Standish. Tyra White returned from missing the Big 12 tournament to lead all scorers with 18 points. Adora Alanu scored 13. Alanu talked about having White back.
No, it's great having her back. Just having a whole team back together, healthy, ready to play, and just knowing that the coach has several options besides Tyra. Everyone's willing to step up, but having her back was, really great. I mean, she was able to bring back the toughness that we needed on the boards, finishing, hitting her free throws, drawing contact. So having her good is very helpful for us as a team.
The Aggies are going for their 7th straight NCAA tournament win, and they're in the round of 32 for a 6th straight time. Arkansas came back from 14 down to Dayton in the first half to beat the Flyers 72-55, holding Dayton to just 20 points in the second half. This will be Blair and Schaefer's first ever meeting with the team that they coached for 10 seasons and to the 1998 Final Four. Sydney Carter talked about their athleticism.
It's definitely senior night for... I don't think we've seen anybody this year that's as athletic as Arkansas. And Coach Blair just said today that they just may be more athletic than we are. And we're pretty athletic, so... it's going to be a challenge, and I think that the person that will come out on top is who's going to attack aggression with aggression the best. So, we want it to be us.
Coach Gary Blair talking about the SEC, but says, hey, they're playing this one for the Big 12.
I'm looking forward to the start of the SEC rivalry, but right now we're a Big 12 school. We're very proud of the Big 12 right now, so we want to hold court right here in the Big 12.
Arkansas coach Tom Collin was Blair's assistant for 5 years in Fayetteville before he left for the head coaching jobs at Colorado State and Louisville, then returned to Arkansas 5 years ago. Tonight's game at 8:30, and you can hear it on 1150 AM, The Zone. Just when you thought the NCAA men's basketball brackets couldn't get any crazier, this past weekend of initial games pretty much reset the bar, especially upset Friday, when not just one but two second seeds, Missouri and Duke, were upset by 15th-seeded teams, Norfolk and Lehigh. Now, both those teams were ousted yesterday in the round of 32, but still there are three double-digit seeds in the Sweet 16. All four number one seeds are still alive, but only one second seed is. That's Ohio State. 10 of the final 16 teams are from North Carolina, Wisconsin, Ohio, or Kentucky, with 4 from Ohio, including 13th seed Ohio University, who upset Michigan in the first round. 2 Big 12 teams survived, Kansas and Baylor. 2 SEC teams are still in, Florida and Kentucky. So the regional semifinal matchups on Thursday in Phoenix, it's Michigan State versus Louisville and Marquette versus Florida. In Boston on Thursday, it's Syracuse versus Wisconsin and Cincinnati versus Ohio State. On Friday in Atlanta, it's Kentucky versus Indiana and Baylor versus Xavier. And in St. Louis Friday, it's North Carolina versus Ohio U and North Carolina State versus Kansas. The Aggie baseball team got it going for the weekend after a Friday night gut check against Kansas State. The Aggies got back-to-back complete games from Ross Stripling Saturday and Rafael Pineda yesterday to beat the Wildcats 2 out of 3 in the opening Big 12 series. That was after a wild one Friday night that went nearly 4 hours and saw A&M come back from 7-0 down to lead by 2 runs, but then lost it 15-12 in a slugfest that produced 33 hits, 20 of them by Kansas State. But the Aggies got 4 home runs over the series and got 34 hits over the 3 games to run their season record to 16-5 and 2-1 in the Big 12. In their 7-2 win yesterday, Pineda allowed 8 hits and 1 earned run, walked just 1 and struck out 3. Stripling on Saturday walked 2 and struck out 8. Brandon Wood had 3 multi-hit games, including a home run and a triple. After the 7-2 win yesterday, Coach Rob Childress.
You know what I told him, if we're going to win a series and not sweep a series, there's not a better way to do it than the way we did it today. And, you know, coming back after Friday night's emotional defeat and, you know, down 7, come back, take the lead by 2, and not being able to stop them, for us to slow down their offense the last 2 days was impressive on, you know, the 2 guys that started and were able to finish. And, you know, I go in the clubhouse yesterday and said, I don't know the last time I've looked at the box score where we've only played 10 guys, and, you know, it happened again today, luckily. And, you know, it's a good offense, a lot of seniors in that lineup that have a great approach, and I think it's a tribute to Ross Stripling and Rafael Pineda how well they pitched, especially in a hitter's park with the wind blowing out about 25 both days to do what they did and, you know, minimize the damage. Very, very impressive.
The Aggies have concluded their 21-game homestand that opened their season. They'll play their first road game Tuesday night at Houston before heading to Pepperdine for the weekend. The Aggie softball team made a trip to Hawaii even nicer by winning 4 straight after a tournament opening loss at the Hawaii Spring Fling. After falling 3-0 to top-ranked Cal, the Aggies beat Marist, Winthrop, Hawaii, and then Marist again Saturday. That was on a run rule 14-2. The Aggies are 20-8, and they'll open Big 12 play this weekend when they host Missouri. An award-winning Georgia sports writer, Furman Bisher, who covered everything from major golf tournaments to the Triple Crown during a career that spanned 6 decades, died Sunday of a massive heart attack outside Atlanta. He was 93. Bisher retired in 2009 after 59 years at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, writing his final column on the same typewriter he used in 1950. And that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on today to WTAW.com.